no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is night. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth. Ring out the angel chorus that called up the Savior's birth.
Christmas morn.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The true light, which was which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was already made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God who are born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the world became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
On a silent holy night, all is calm and all is bright. Voices of angels joyfully sing a sweet Alleluia to the King. All on this side. On a path through life, you are there with me. Even when the way is dark, you will keep me safe. In your sheltering arms, I find my rest in you, in you. Always in your presence, day by day, and hour by hour, always in your presence, even when I'm unaware that you walk beside me, never fear and never hide, always in your presence, even when I'm unaware. All I want is you. All I need is you. On this journey of the heart, I am confident, thankful from the start, I find my rest in you. Always in your presence, day by day, and hour by hour, always in your presence, even when I'm unaware. Closer to me than I am to myself, sometimes hidden, never secret. Always in your presence, even when I'm
thank you. You put children in the front, you just can't lose. Although it's sometimes like herding cats, right? But aren't they wonderful cats? Let's give them a hand again. Years ago, a friend of mine said that he told his wife that when he married her, he told her he loved her and he'd let her know if anything changed. That's probably not the best advice. Your wife might like to hear it more often than that. Repetition can be valuable. And so we continue to repeat the story of the incarnation and the birth of our Savior. Of course, we know that the resurrection has given us hope. The crucifixion has overcome the power of sin. But it is the crucifixion and the resurrection of God who became flesh. And so the incarnation and the story of Jesus being born in that manger, we are reminded. And it's great to have the kids remind us of that again. It is our custom, I remind you, that if you would like to meet with the elders, a couple of our elders and their wives will be in the conference room out the back door to the left. You can meet with them. If you want to know more about being a follower of Jesus, they will share that with you. If you have some need that you'd like to make known to the whole congregation, of course, you're welcome to come to the front and do that. Let's all stand together as Fred leads us.